Gas prices in the Gulf South might seem cheap compared to the rest of the country, but gas stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana have set record highs. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom talked to three different kinds of drivers in Alabama's Black Belt about how they are navigating pumped-up gas prices.
Utah, Alabama is known as the gateway to the Black Belt, but for Cliff Dunn, it's a pit stop. He's refueling as he drives his wife and two sons from Jackson, Mississippi to Knoxville, Tennessee.
Vacation, Dollywood, a little trout fishing, maybe some crappie fishing in Alabama on the way.
Dunn represents our first set of drivers. Let's call them the road trippers. A sign for Utah's Love's Travel Station hangs high above the tree line, advertising gas at $3.95 a gallon, cheap by state standards. And it's drawing drivers in. Once a car leaves one of the pumps, another pulls up. Dunn says the high gas prices changed the trip itinerary, but it's not keeping them home.
Maybe it shaved off a day off vacation because I had to pay a little extra for gas, but who cares?
Russia's invasion of Ukraine has thrown energy markets into chaos, and the U.S. cut off Russian oil imports. Dunn sees the extra amount he's paying at the pump as a way for him to support Ukraine.
I can pay an extra dime at the pump to help those people out, cut the Russians off. We're pumping.
Gas prices can swing pretty wildly when driving between states, even in the Gulf South. Miriam Lefwich noticed the difference when she drove from her home in Utah, Alabama, to an event at Jackson State University.
Yeah, I was pretty excited to see that $3.99 price because in Tuscaloosa, I had just noticed the prices was like $4.07, $4.09, $4.17.
Tuscaloosa is Lefwich's usual destination. She's our second kind of Black Belt driver, the commuter. For 25 years, she's made the 35-mile drive for work. Others who live deeper in the Black Belt have a much farther drive to the Mercedes-Benz plant 20 miles east of Tuscaloosa. There aren't many jobs in this rural part of the state, so working means making the increasingly expensive commute.
Where I would, you know, normally eat out a couple of times or just stop for a Starbucks. I have to like just put that on the back burner because I need to keep that money aside for my gas.
Living in Tuscaloosa would make the ride cheaper and easier, but Lefwich prefers the quiet of the Black Belt. So does Rosemary Edwards. She lives in Bologie, the kind of small town where an ambulance siren is rare enough to set off a phone chain.
Did it come past your house? Do you know who that is? What's going on, you know? Down to everybody's neighborly, they're concerned and nosy too.
It's also a town where the average home earns less than $8,000 in a year. Edwards is our third kind of driver, which is a bit of a cheat because she doesn't actually drive.
It affects the non-driver just as much.
Being a non-driver is not an anomaly in Greene County, which includes both Bologie and Utah. Homeowners there are more than three times as likely not to have a car than the rest of the country. Edwards can't drive due to seizures, so she relies on her friendly neighbors to take her the 98 miles to Birmingham for her medical appointments.
I got one girl that goes to church with me, and she's pretty nice, and she'll take me. But I got to find out how much it's going to cost me now to go up there.
Gas going up also means Edwards pays more for those rides. Getting to a drugstore 23 miles south cost her about $45, up from $25 a few months ago.
I don't feel good about it at all. I needed some more money.
One bit of good news for all drivers. Gas prices have been dropping from those record highs, but are likely to stay far above the COVID-era lows. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.